Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, March 11th. Mm-hmm. And today we had all to get up an hour earlier, didn't we?
No, that was yesterday, dude.
No. Today, too. What I mean is, like, right now it's 10. It would have been 9 o'clock, right? Before we moved it. So,
yeah.
Like, if you get up at 8, it's like you got up at 7 yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. Okay, well, we moved the clock. So what it means is, look, like outside it looks outside it looks earlier because mm-hmm. it is earlier. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's right. But it happened yesterday, so I'm kind of like used to it now.
Yeah.
But last night I went to bed so late because I wasn't tired.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
At midnight I was like, well, it feels like it's 11.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was like not tired at all. I didn't go to bed till like 1:30.
Well, that's the thing. I was so tired. I went to sleep actually early, like at 11.
Wow, that's
got up at 8. Still only got 4.5 hours of sleep according to my app. So that's why,
sucks.
You know, you fucking go to bed for 9 hours, you get up tired like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, I always talk about that, but that's enough of that.
Yeah.
So how was your weekend?
What did I do? I worked.
You did work?
I worked on Saturday, Friday night. What did I do? Friday night, I just relaxed.
Oh, okay.
I drank like a bottle of wine.
So you didn't work on Friday?
No, Saturday I worked.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. Was it busy?
Yeah, it's always busy there.
Yeah.
On the weekends, it's like, but I always leave at 9:30, so I'm like, bye. But I work the late shift tonight.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you'll get to see some different clientele or
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
Like it makes any difference.
Right.
How late is the place open?
So it's like a regular lounge or bar. You can get drinks all the way up till 2 a.m.
Oh, wow.
The kitchen closes at 12:30.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I'm there till 1 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
But really, like 1:15 after I'm done, like, doing everything I need to do to close.
Fuck, that's late.
Yeah, I know. So, like, by the time I go home, shower, get into bed, I'm probably going to get about,
That sucks, since you got time all day and you have to work so late at night, you know?
Yeah, but that's fine. It is what it is. This is my first, this is like my second night shift, so it's like I can't really complain because I've been getting lucky with the mid shifts.
Right.
Since I started working there.
Yeah. And you can get, some rest before that, too. You got all day to rest.
I won't nap.
No?
No. Because if I nap, I'm going to be like,
I know it's
fuck,
hard.
Yeah. Then I'm like, damn it, I'm going to work. I can't believe I'm going to work. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I won't do that. But yeah, no, I work Monday, I work Wednesday, I work Thursday, I work Saturday.
Oh, good.
And my ex-boyfriend is in town on Thursday.
Oh.
And I said, the only way I'll hang out with you is if we can film an ex-boyfriend tag YouTube video, because those get millions of views.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, which ex is that?
The Irish one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
The one I threaten to deport every time he pisses me off.
That's a long time ago then, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen him in 3-4 years.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I didn't know about him.
Yeah, it's been years since I've seen him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So that's from back east?
Yeah.
A boyfriend from back east.
Yeah.
And he's
coming
to the town. Mm-hmm. He wants to see you.
Yeah. I mean, we're like cool.
Right.
I mean, he thinks we're going to hook up. I don't know how to say this more bluntly, but I would never fucking touch you again. In my life.
Really?
No attraction whatsoever.
Right.
None whatsoever.
And then you wonder how you were ever.
Yes.
Right?
It's so crazy. I was like literally talking to Gabby about it. I was like, yeah, he like FaceTimed me and like he's like a pathological liar. And I've just like, I know now when he's lying and he just lies about like the stupidest shit. And I'm like, bro, you're still lying.
Yeah.
And it's 4 years later and we're not together. Like, you don't need to, like, it's almost like as if he's, like, trying to be cool.
Yeah.
Because he knows, like, I've got standards now.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to date. Like, he was a bum. No job. No money having ass motherfucker. I paid for everything. So he knows, like, I just don't have patience at all. He's like, oh, I went to dinner last night and I paid $530 at dinner. I was like, no, you fucking didn't, dude. And I don't know why you feel the need that you need to tell me that. Because, one, I don't believe you. And two, nobody believes you. Literally nobody.
People lie to themselves, you know?
Yeah.
They live a fantasy.
It's weird.
It really is.
It's really bizarre.
like a distorted reality type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes.
There's actually a thing that they call distorted reality field or something, you know? And they're saying like Steve Jobs had it. Like, he sees things
It worked out for him.
Yeah, well. But it pissed off a lot of people because, you know, he would see things differently and they didn't like it.
Right.
Like, sometimes to the point of distorting reality.
Right.
But, you know, and there are people like that, but, you know, where they actually believe themselves. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Like they like come up with these like cocky mania, like bullshit lies about who they are and what they're doing. And they really believe that that's the life they're living. I'm like,
right.
Do you see your apartment? Do you see the no car that you have? This is not the life you're living. Stop trying to portray that you are.
Right.
Especially to someone that's known you for like almost 6 years now.
Yeah. But you can't fake having money for too long. No. You know, I mean, if you don't have money, you don't have money. You know,
right.
And it's going to limit what you can do.
Right.
Yeah. It's one thing you can't bullshit about, you know? If someone falls for that, they're really, really not vulnerable, but gullible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And I remember we stopped talking. Like, we'll talk here and there, like, baby, pick up. Like, I'm not your girlfriend. I don't need to listen to you lie to me. I don't understand why. It's almost as if when you're a pathological liar, they cannot stop themselves from lying. Yeah. And, like, they are so convinced by the own lie that they're telling that they think that you're crazy. I'm like, no, dude, you are mental. Like, you're a mental case.
If you feel, I realize this in my life, if I'm ever near someone where I'm starting to feel that I'm crazy, then you gotta, know they're crazy.
Yeah.
Because you don't always feel like that, just with that person.
Mm-hmm.
So they are the crazy ones.
Yeah, I think so. And then sometimes I am okay. I'm a fuck it.
Yeah.
Not case, but.
It's like you go, what? What the fuck, you know?
Yeah, I remember like almost 6 months ago or so, he hit me up. And he was like bragging about like how he's buying his new girlfriend like Yeezys, which are expensive, and like all this stuff. And I go, okay, bet I'm struggling with my rent. Send me $500.
Right.
You balling out now, right? And he go. Then he started like freaking out and coming up with 1,000 reasons why he couldn't. I go, you can't because you don't have the fucking money.
Exactly.
And you can't keep up with your own lies. I don't have the fucking patience. Call me when you're done lying.
Yeah.
And wow, he just called me like months later now to tell me he's coming to LA. And I go, listen, the only reason I'd even be interested in seeing you is business for me. Because
really?
Ex-boyfriend tags on YouTube get millions and millions of views.
Really?
So for me, I'm like, I could use a video like that. That's the only reason I want to fucking see you.
Yeah. Wow.
Other than that, no. Like, and he's starting to hint that he needs somewhere to stay. You're not staying at my crib.
Right.
Like, you're not sleeping at my crib. And if you are, you're paying me like I'm a fucking hotel. Am I wrong, Sam?
No.
He has absolutely
no reason to expect that you're...
I owe him nothing.
Right.
In fact, you owe me everything for all the shit I fucking dealt with, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, you know, I mean, if it's that kind of a relationship, no, you don't want to let him stay. What the fuck?
No, and he's like coming with his friend. And honestly, I don't care if you guys stay. I have a really nice, comfortable couch. But like, if that's the case, we're going to Ralph's. You're filling up my fridge.
Oh, okay.
You're filling up my liquor cabinet. Like, shit is going down if you're staying at my crib. You're not just staying at my crib because you're my ex-boyfriend and you think I owe you.
Right.
It's not happening.
No, will your roommates be okay with people staying there?
They have people stay all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Like that 2 weekends ago, one of my roommates had his friend from Chicago come and they were loud as fuck, like at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. But for me, I'm like, I don't really care because this is like one weekend every couple of months.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, everyone's like mad quiet, mad chill.
Yeah.
So I don't really care. So, I mean,
that's good. I would have been pissed probably. But yeah, you have to get used to the fact when you're living with other people that it's going to happen sometimes, you know?
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
My weekend, how was it? Very quiet. I mean, I didn't really do much, and which is not a good thing because...
Why not?
I want to do things, you know? I want to be out. I don't know. There's nothing in L.A. that attracts me anymore. Just, I mean... L.A. is great. There's a lot of places to see, okay? Mm-hmm. But I've been here 43 years. That's enough. That's enough to have seen fucking everything. Nothing excites me here. So that's why I wanted to move to Oregon so I would have places to go.
Yeah, but you know what it is? It's you have nothing exciting, but you just got to find... Like, okay, I met this couple at my restaurant on Saturday.
Right.
And like when I sit people down, I like to have a conversation with them because I think it's just weird when you're like, here, enjoy, bye, thanks.
That's
you know?
Nice,
so if it's like slow enough, I'll have like a conversation. And they've been married for I don't know, 60-something years.
Wow.
And they lived in L.A. for about 30.
Uh-huh.
And they say that the way they keep their marriage alive is they always find something to do.
Yeah, things to do.
Yeah, like, always. Absolutely. It's like something new. Like, that was their first night at the restaurant.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I need some. I get what you're saying. You've been here for 43 years. Nothing excites you, but you can always find something.
That's true. No, I mean,
this city is way too big not to find something. And then you just got to find something you like and then just make it your thing for the rest of your life. Like, yeah, every Friday night you go somewhere.
Right. But that's the thing. It's like, how many times can I go to this beach? And I love the beach. I can go every day, but it's the drive, you know?
Yeah, the drive's far.
Yeah, and all that shit. Uh-huh. And so you go, you know what? I just won't go. And then another thing is when you drive around on the weekend, everything's so packed. You know, uh-huh. Everybody goes to the same place you want to go.
Yeah.
Like to the beach and so forth. So, you know, I don't know. I would like to have some more nature, but maybe I just need to take more trips, like short trips, like 3-day trips on the weekend.
Right. Why not?
And get away.
Right. I mean, because that'll add up a little bit.
Close enough. There's nothing close enough for 3 days. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's again San Diego, Vegas, or Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Everything else is much farther. Yeah. So.
And Vegas is further than 3 hours.
No, I can make it in 3.5, let's say.
Yeah, if you're going like 120 miles.
I did used to. That's funny. I used to.
Mm-mm.
Because I lived there and my family, my wife and my kid was still here before they moved to Vegas with me because I had gotten a job. And I would drive here every weekend. And the thing is that when you drive so much, you have no patience.
Mm-hmm.
So when you try to drive faster, you can't because the traffic is going a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So you start weaving and shit, right? Mm-hmm. And then you stand out and the police will get you. So I realized the best time to go is when there's no traffic.
Yeah.
So that's like 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do. I would leave at 4.
And then you have to get the early check-in.
Right. There was no, what do you mean early check-in? Maybe. I would drive.
Yeah, but I'm staying at your hotel.
Oh, no hotel. I was living there.
Oh.
Yeah,
I thought you meant now.
I meant no. I meant like when we used to live in Vegas for a little bit. But at any rate, so I would drive back here to see my family every weekend when I lived there. So I just realized if I'm not alone on the road, it's gonna take me forever. So that's what I did. I was alone on the road. Actually, it's very dark. And I went very fast, and I figured the cops can't get me because, look, they're not going to just sit there in the middle of the desert waiting for cars.
Yeah.
So they're just going to be cruising, right?
Yeah.
Now, if they're cruising at, let's say, 80, all right, 75, 80, that's the speed they cruise at, means that I would see them before they see me because I would encroach on them from behind, right?
Right.
I'm going faster. And if they're behind me, they would never know I'm there because I'm going a lot faster than they are.
Well, you probably shouldn't be going that fast because it's dangerous.
It is dangerous, and they can suspend your license if they pull you over.
Yeah.
But, man, I do it in 3 hours.
I got
a 4-hour drive.
I got a $500 ticket once for doing like a 75 and like a 50.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I was like, damn it.
Yeah. You know, I have jury duty coming up, and I'm not looking forward to it.
I've never had to do that, knock on wood.
Really?
Never. I've never even gotten a letter for it.
Do they know you? Because they don't know you live here. You still have...
yeah, but in Massachusetts, I never got it either. Never in my life have I been asked to do that.
Right. Well, you're young still. You have many years still to be able to get
it. Yeah. But if I do get it, I want it to be like a murder trial.
Yeah, well, you never know. For me, it's like I need to get out of it because how am I going to fucking leave this business and go sit for a week or two, you know?
Well, you don't know if it'll be a week or two. It could be a day.
Yeah, but what if it is? You know, and
don't they like pay you?
So I tried to get out of it like $5 a day or something.
Oh my God. Yeah. That is disrespectful.
Not even enough for the parking.
Yeah, that's crazy. I thought it was like $50 a day
or
something.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure it's like $50 a day.
Maybe. I don't know. But who cares? You know, I don't have the time for that shit. So
I didn't go
last time. And now they're saying you can't get out of it again. So you have to go.
Yeah, because I feel like you got called a little last year.
Right.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to move away, and I figured I'll just postpone it and not go.
I'm seeing how much they pay you.
Yeah. But No, I mean, look, it's I get that you have to do it, but yeah. Some people, just their lives don't allow it.
And $50.
$50.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you work for a week, 7 times 5, $350 for the week.
Yeah, you know how much I'm going to lose in the business?
Yeah, I know, but whatevs.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Whatever, what the fuck. But I'm trying to at least get it in a close at a closer location here, so I don't have to go downtown to deal with the traffic.
Downtown
the
is horrid.
It really is.
Horrid.
The parking is expensive and, mm-hmm. and scarce and fuck it. But what can you do? I mean, you know, you can't get out of it. They can arrest you for this shit. Mm-hmm. And fine you. I don't want that stuff.
They'll probably fine you before they arrest you,
honestly.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah.
They don't care.
First, they have a hearing, I think, like you have to go in front of people and say why you're not there.
Oh, so really? I'm like, listen, dude.
Something about a hearing.
I can't, I'd be like, I can't afford my life. I need to work. And jury duties, I can't, you know, I would make up some, like, I mean, it's actually facts.
That's what people do.
Yeah, it's like, how do you expect people to, like, literally leave their job to sit in a courtroom?
So even
it's really
if you
kind
go,
of weird.
You disqualify yourself and they let you go home.
Yeah.
You know, by saying I'm like biased, I'm racist. I'm
oh, yeah. But I would never want to do that.
No.
That's horrible.
But they would ask you something like, would you assume someone's guilty if you read it in the paper or something, you know?
I'd be like, I would assume someone's guilty if I was told the facts and they were guilty. They'd be like, this bitch is crazy.
They're looking for biases, yeah. So I don't know what answers you can give to get out, but... Yeah, but when you think about it, I mean, it leaves really, I mean, the people that are able to go without a problem is people that are unemployed, probably.
Yeah, yeah. You and they're know? Like, oh, yeah, $350 this week.
Exactly.
I'll go for 7 days
nothing
straight.
To do.
Yeah.
But then you'd have juries of just unemployed people.
And it's like, can you really trust their opinion? It kind of scares me if I ever get on trial for something. I'm like, who are these fucking people?
Right.
What do they do?
Like your peers,
what are they,
right?
Yeah.
Trailed by your peers.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And then when it's a big murder case, they like literally do full blown background checks on you.
Really?
To make sure you're like not a fucked up
right.
person on the stand. And then if you are, it's an automatic mistrial.
Yeah. But that's why they disqualify you before that, I think.
Yeah, but sometimes if lawyers dig, they can be like, well, this person, jury number 7 in the back row, she did this in 1976. Mistrial.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or I watch too much TV. One of the two.
You do. But at least you know the law.
Yeah, yeah. I've learned a lot.
Yeah, you can become an attorney easily.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I wanted to be originally. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you go back to school?
No, I have zero interest in going back to school. It's just not me anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Besides, law is not what it seems like. You know, a lot of people...
No, and lawyers are in debt forever. So I'm good. Really? So are doctors. I'm so good.
Why are they in debt? For the loans that
they
take? Really?
Yeah, school is so expensive. I'm so good.
Yeah.
My dad tried to convince me for a while to go back. I'm like, no.
That's crazy.
It's never happening.
Did you hear they closed the LA Art Institute, which is a big deal?
I don't know. I don't care.
No, it's one of the biggest art schools in the country.
Well, not a lot of people are going because guess what? Art doesn't pay.
Yeah,
people are not making money from art.
No, but look, it's not just like painting pictures. I mean, these are...
Yeah, yeah. I get it.
What come out of this? Car designers, you know.
Yeah, but they really don't need to go to school for that because they're going to end up doing that anyway.
No.
Yeah. So many people don't need an education, unfortunately so.
No, but many people do for many many professions.
Yeah,
like, you know,
for some. Like, if you're going to be a doctor, fuck yeah, you need to go to school. You need to learn where all the arteries are.
Right, but I'm talking about the art school.
No.
The art institute, you know? I mean, you have designers coming out of there. And,
I think those type of classes, they're starting to put in, like, high schools and stuff. Like, there's a school back home called The Vault or something like that. And it's strictly for people that want to grow up and be like an artist or like a carpenter or a car designer or someone that's not going to do shit that has to do with science or biology or math, basically.
No, it's different, but it doesn't mean they don't have room in society.
But it's just like you can't expect...
We need the artists. We need those.
I get it, but you also can't have an art school where people are paying almost as much as someone going to law school and then expect it to stay open.
Yeah, yeah.
It's never going to happen.
Yeah. But they had financial problems. Nobody knows really why.
Yeah.
Or they haven't disclosed it yet. But the news about it is they just closed down and students are like, what are we going to do now? We need a transcript. Yeah, you know, we need this. We need that. Sucks for them, huh?
And then that's going to put them back. Because schools just shut down like the middle of the semester and they don't give a fuck about you.
Right.
They're like, well, we're done in the fall and you guys are going to have to find a new school to go to. So
right.
It's like you guys just ruined everybody's lives.
Exactly.
What if they were on like a plan and you just messed up their plan?
Right.
They were on a 4-year plan and now they got to like scramble to find somewhere else and now they're already like 6 months behind.
And you never suspect it's going to happen. It's a reputable school.
Yeah.
You know? Wow.
Well, that happened to like what, MIT or some shit?
Did it?
No, one MIT. Really popular school in Boston just completely shut down.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, how do you guys just do that to people?
Yeah.
People on the news like crying. They're not because they paid for the semester.
Right.
The semester started and then it got shut down.
I know. They still owe for that.
And I'm like, how do you do that to people?
But they'll probably forgive those loans, I'm sure. Mm. You know?
I mean, they must. They have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
If they have any money to give back.
I know. It's like... School is such a waste of time for me.
Yeah.
Like, and I can't even tell you, I can't remember one thing I learned.
In school?
Not a fucking thing.
Well, did you actually pay attention?
I was a straight A student.
Oh.
College, I was like BC.
So how did you
It started learn? To decline yeah. in college because I was like, yo, this stuff literally is nothing I give a fuck about.
Right.
Because they make you take, they call them general education courses, which you're required to take before you graduate. And I'm like, this is not fair. I shouldn't have to take something that has nothing to do with my life or my major.
Yeah, but it expands your horizons. What's wrong with
And you don't remember a goddamn thing like, from it.
Some people are saying like music classes are not important. They want to take it out of school curriculum. But I mean,
music classes are not important for people that aren't in but school for music.
No, but you take one fucking class in your whole
It doesn't matter,
schooling.
But that hour and a half or hour that I'm in my class is a waste of my fucking time in
Not
life.
Really.
Yeah,
Not
okay. Really. Me going to learn about the piano, which I'm never going to play in my life, because guess what, Bucko? I can't play the fucking piano.
No, but
it's not going to do anything for
right,
me.
Right, right.
But you go and you learn the flute, but guess what? I don't even own a flute, so it's a waste of time.
And what about music history and stuff? Don't you
Nobody wanna... fucking cares.
Okay.
Except for people that are into that. There's people that love that.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. When you go into it, it makes you understand it, and then you like
No, because 90% of the time, you're sleeping through that class.
No.
Yes. If it had nothing to do with me or my major. No, and it's... Look around.
The reality is you have to want to learn that
Yeah,
stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. And when it's required and they're forcing you to go, that's not a class that you want to be in.
Right.
Like if it's general education, like you have to take two sciences. I can promise you the science class they took, don't remember a thing because I didn't want to be there. Right. And I got like C's because it was not like none of the information was processing because it wasn't something that I was interested in.
Right. But what if you want to go to college and then you don't have that basic information?
No. This is college classes. You're required, general education is college classes. Right. There's like 15 or 16 you have to take.
Right, but
it's
you can
crazy.
Take any you want. But no, it makes you a more well-rounded person. I agree with it 100%. I'll tell you, the electives in school, in college, were the most fun for me because it's different
them.
Topics.
I hated them. And those are the classes I did really bad in.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
I
don't
took,
care.
Like, art history, for example, right? I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know shit about
I failed art history.
Stuff, right?
I failed it.
So listen, I thought, well, it might be interesting. And then it really taught me how to look at paintings and understand that
I literally slept.
Because now I'll go to a museum. I enjoy it, you know, because I understand what to look for.
No, I mean, I'll enjoy a good painting. Don't get me wrong. Like, right. I think museums are cool.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not going to go there and be like, oh, well, he used this blah, blah, blah technique that I learned in art history class.
Right.
17 years ago.
Impressionist. And
yeah. No, like.
Cubist.
It's just not happening. It's not. I mean, I remember like
okay,
you had to take an English class. You know? English classes I love to take because I'm a writer. So I'm like, all right, I don't mind.
Right.
I don't mind taking this class. Then I had to take like, I took like a, you're required to take like two histories. And I took a like art woman's feminist history class. And I was like, yo, somebody blow my fucking head off.
My head's about to explode,
yeah,
right?
Like, blow it off. Oh my God. And I had one of those teachers that like took it way too seriously. And I'm like, bro, what is this? Is this a recruitment for like some type of cult? What is this? I could talk so much shit about and I would leave class. I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Right.
And if it was snowing or raining and I'm like, oh my God, I have to walk to this fucking class right now. Whoa. Yeah, good times.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I miss the food of college. They had some really good food.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked college. For me, it wasn't a big deal because I didn't like stay on campus or go away to college. I just went here to CSUN, to Cal State Northridge. But
I think college taught me that I was like not normal.
Really? In what way?
Like socially.
Oh, socially.
Yeah. Like I think for me, college was more of a social experiment than it was. Right. Any educational, really. I mean, it's educational from my social standpoint, but other than that, like, I just realized that I was different. Like, I've always known I was different.
Right.
And, like, a little hard to deal with, but I think college really solidified that for me. Mm. Like, pretty much so.
You become an adult and you can...
Well, no, it's just, like, it's my personality. I've been like this since I was, like, in kindergarten.
Right.
So, like, when I'm in college and I have to adapt with people I don't know, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm really this person. And people really can't handle it.
Right.
Like my whole floor, like we used to have like floor meetings and stuff. Uh-huh. And people on my floor be like, this bitch is crazy. Really? And I'm like, I'm not crazy. I just, people don't understand me.
Yeah. Misunderstood, right?
Yeah. And I don't care. It is what it is. But I think college is where I really, really realized that, you know, I'm not. I think that's probably when I realized this isn't for me, too. Because I tried out for my first reality show, The Real World, when I was 21. It was right after I was done school. And I didn't make it. And I was like, well, I just basically finished college. I don't want to do anything with my degree because I feel like my personality is too much to be sitting in an office. Right. I want to do TV. And I didn't get my first audition, and I was like, I'm never doing this again. I'm never gonna be told I'm not good enough again. It's a really shitty feeling. Like, I don't know how actors go day in and day out being but they don't even get a rejection. It's just no callback.
Right.
It means like you came, you spent the last three nights of your life studying the script that you were given, and you weren't fucking good enough.
Right.
You know, and I saw my dad was going to a bunch of auditions one summer, and I always used to tell him, just be yourself, because my dad's like pretty just out there. Like, I get my personality from my dad for sure.
Really?
But when he would like do his monologues and stuff in front of us, I'm like, you're trying too hard. Yeah. You're the authenticity of yourself is not, it's not showing in your monologue. Like, for me, if I ever showed up to, like, if I ever wanted to be an actor, I'd want to be like Seth Rogen or something, because I feel like they're just themselves and they just get a script and they just act like themselves, but like a different name on camera. I feel like I could do that, but I don't think I could, like, change myself.
Yeah, like be an actress or something.
No, I could probably do it if the role was similar to who I am.
Well, that's the thing. But but the definition of an actor is being someone you're not.
But I think there's different levels to it.
Yeah, but how many movies are they going to make where you play yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I could be the next Angelina Jolie or Meryl Streep here.
Yeah. You see, I mean, I realize I can't be an actor because I can't really play somebody else. Right. Know?
See, I don't know. Yeah. I've never been in that situation where someone was like, read this.
Right.
You know, like when I went to Chicago, I read lines with the guy and I was like, I could probably do this.
Yeah.
You know, I could, if I really wanted to, I think I could do it.
Right.
But I don't know because I've never actually been in a situation. But exactly. I also don't think I could handle that rejection.
Yeah, the rejection is hard. And that's the biggest part of that job of being an actor, you know. But you have to understand, it's not about you working 3 days. And
that's another thing that you kind of have to understand. Like for me, like when I tried out, when I did the Skype interviews for all the reality shows this past summer. Why? I don't know why my sister FaceTimes me when she knows I'm on air. I was convinced I was going to get called back for those, and I didn't.
Really?
And I was not handling the rejection well. And I don't know if I was handling the rejection well because that's the first time I've ever tried out for, besides my first audition ever for a reality show, that's the first one I didn't get. So I don't know if it was that or it's because I was so desperate for money at the time. I needed that paycheck.
Right.
So I don't really know what I was feeling at the time.
Maybe you felt you were perfect for it.
Yeah.
And that's why it was, maybe it wasn't about the money. Just you felt that, God damn it, I'm perfect for this. And then they pick someone else, you know.
Right. And then everyone's like hitting me up because the show aired a little while ago. And everyone's like, you should have been on there. The show sucked.
Brilliant.
And I watched like half of an episode of the season I was supposed to be on. And I was like, I don't know why they didn't call me.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain stuff I know I'm good at. Yeah. But like you said, it's what they're looking for. I could have just not been what they were looking for that particular season, you know. And I'm really convinced that everything happens for a reason. I just, that wasn't the path God put me on for that for last summer.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't that opportunity. And people have to understand, it's not, you know, if you don't understand what it means when you don't fit the role, it's not, they have a certain actor or actress in mind, and that's what they're looking for.
Yeah.
It's just like with an employee, you know? Mm-hmm. You can't take everybody, so you have right. to choose one.
Right.
And the rest, if you have hundreds, you can't try to everybody, you know? I mean, it's just not, it's not conducted that way.
Right.
If you don't get a call back, you don't get a call back.
Right. You know? I mean, I don't know if I, like, so I found this agency and I emailed them because I'm kind of interested in signing with them because mm-hmm. I am interested in getting acting roles. I really do feel like, this
so
is
you
my,
think you could do it?
I think I could. I uh-huh. really do.
Okay.
And I had a moment this weekend where I was like, I think I can do this. And I'm just going to try it.
Right.
And if I fail, I fail. But at yeah. least I failed by trying.
That's
not
true.
Not failing by convincing myself, well, you can't do it. Because I don't know if I can do it or not.
Right.
The only way I'll know is if I throw myself in the middle of the mix and it's like, okay, well, now I realize that I can't do it because, you know, shit's not working out.
Right.
So I found this agency and I emailed them.
What the fuck? Hold on a second.
Who's that?
I don't know. It was a phone number, and it's probably a wrong number. But at any rate, I don't know why this thing is not supposed to do this. Let me fix this. Hold on a second here. Okay, never mind. At any rate, so what were we talking about?
Never mind. An agency.
Okay, the acting and all that.
Yeah. So we'll see. I emailed them and I'm just like kind of interested in the process of how it all works. Like, because this girl that I work with is, she's with their agency and she just landed a role on like The Rookie. Mm-hmm. Like she only has like 3-4 lines, which I'm like, I can handle that.
Right.
You know, 3-4 lines. She got booked for like 2 days. She's on set for 2 days and then she was done. But then she has the IMBD page now and it says all the shows that she's making a guest appearance on. So when you go to auditions, because it's the funny thing is they want people who have experience, but then you never get experience because everyone wants somebody with experience. It's like, how are you supposed to get it if no one's giving someone who has no experience a shot?
Right. And that's a classic question that people ask as they start in the career world.
It's basically you need to know someone for your very first gig. Like, you got to get lucky.
Either that or you really start lower. You know, you have to start lower.
Yeah. Like a low budget, like indie
Man Room type of thing. And that's how you start.
Yeah.
And then you work your way up. I mean,
you
can't start at the top, you know. And I think many people come out of college and they expect that, oh, I'm going to be set for life now. It's not like that.
No, and not only that, if you watch shows like American Idol or X Factor, like there's so many talented singers in the world, just like there's probably so many talented actors out there that just have not found an opportunity to shine.
Right.
Like there's people in their basement who could probably outshine like half the actors in Hollywood.
Right.
But they haven't been given an opportunity to like do it. Like think of all the people that like get on these shows and they sing better than half the fucking music talent that's out right now and they never get a deal.
No, that's true. That's true. But that's just because there's so many, you know?
No,
there's so
it's much like saturated. It's oversaturated.
Everything is so fucking saturated.
I wish I could sing, but not so I could be a singer. I would never want to be a singer.
Yeah.
But just so I could sing and enjoy my own voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you should do that. I mean, I do that all the time.
No, I mean, I sing, but I'm terrible.
Well,
horrible.
You
like nails on a
sing well.
No.
Why?
I can't.
If you,
you either got it or
sing.
You don't.
If you want to be able to sing, you can do it. But usually people that really want to sing are people that can sing, you know?
Yeah, so, I just feel like sometimes I wish I could, like, you know, do covers for other people's songs. I absolutely cannot. I have a horrible voice.
Wow.
It makes me laugh how bad my voice is.
I got this karaoke app where it's like Spotify, so you get however many you want.
And it doesn't have the words, it just has a beat, right?
No, it has the words. No, it doesn't have the voice.
Yeah.
It has the words.
Yeah.
Right. So what I'm realizing is all the fucking music is sung so high, you know, and it has been. The American music, American rock is sung very high. So I don't have that high voice anymore.
Right.
That I used to. So I have to find songs that are lower. And when I do, I sound fucking amazing.
Right.
The high ones, forget about it. But all the ones I love are high. So, but I still have to look for lower songs. And and it works for me. You know what I mean? Like Neil Diamond and, you know, shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles, you know, the Eagles is still kind of high. But still, who else? Elton John.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
Yeah.
You know? So that works. But I never realized how high all the American songs are, you know, when, like, because, like, for example, when I sing in Hebrew, almost all the songs I sing perfectly, right. Just like they do.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's the type of music.
Right.
You know, and and how high you can go with your voice still.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to do that, you have to take lessons. I've never taken lessons, you know, I just...
My dad made me take voice lessons when I was a kid, and I was like, Dad, what the fuck am I doing here?
Really?
Yeah. I was like, I am not a singer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a lot of things, and a singer ain't one of them, so please get me out of this class. She'd literally make us be like, me, 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 me. Like,
oh, God.
I'm like, no, this is not for me.
Just let me sing my song.
I'll never forget her. She had big 80s fluffy hair, and her name was Camille. I'm like, Camille, no.
Yeah. This reminds me when I learned instruments like the guitar, for example. In the beginning, you just have to practice shit that makes no sense.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to. It's part of it. It's the foundation, you know. And without it, you can't do anything. But some people can teach themselves instruments, you know. I kind of taught myself piano, but I'm no. I mean, by any means, am I a piano player?
But yeah, I'm just not instrumental. But it's so funny to me how people are born with different type of like
talent.
Yeah. Like some people can like play the guitar like nobody's business, or play the drums, or the saxophone, or and then other people are just like completely clueless, can't even read. I can't read music notes.
Really?
Not even close.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Did you ever have to take chorus in school?
Chorus?
Yeah, I was like, what is this shit?
Oh.
Where you all had to like sing in tune and the teacher taught you. I mean, it's kind of cool how it all comes together. And everyone, nobody can sing in the class, but like nobody sounds like shit because we all sound like shit. Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So when the parents would come in for like the little chorus concerts,
uh-huh.
We'd have to do like 80s songs and stuff.
That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's got their soundtrack of their lives. You know? And I think any generation does not understand the other generation's music.
Yeah.
It's almost always like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, our parents didn't like our music either when it was the Beatles and shit. You know how radical that was at the time? To have the Beatles, Elvis, shit like that, you know? And then later on, Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd. And I mean, nobody fucking... The parents could not stand it. It was too loud
for them,
you know, screaming guitars, drums. And this is like if after you had in the 50s all these like big band fucking bullshit.
Right.
And, yeah. But I love music. I love the production. I like to listen to how to put the words together, the music together, the singing together, the instruments, the production, the mixing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all like, I mean, today music is clean, you know?
Yeah.
It's clean. You get bass. You get good bass. If you notice, like, the ability to record way back when, you know, if you listen to Beatles songs, they barely have any bass or anything, you know?
Yeah.
They had a bass guitar, but they didn't record it with a lot of bass.
I never listened to the Beatles.
Really?
Ever.
Never?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Not my type of music.
I know, but it's kind of like I don't know, man. It's something you should know.
I mean, I know of them.
I know, but it's a big part of history. You should maybe just hear.
Not my history.
Did you ever listen to them?
Yeah, I know, like maybe like 30 seconds of a song.
Right.
It's not for me.
So you don't know their songs?
No, nothing, no. I know their infamous picture of them walking across the street.
Yeah, yeah.
That everyone tries to recreate, yeah. Everyone's like, let me try to go to the street and get the same exact picture. I'm like, it's not going to work for you, but go for it, bud.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, it's not my type of music. I mean, I like, who's the guy that killed himself?
A lot of them.
He dated Courtney Love.
Oh, okay. Kurt Cobain.
No, yeah. See, I've listened to, like, I have a few Nirvana songs in my...
Right.
Yeah, like, I could get down with that type of music.
Yeah, well, that's kind of newer, you know? It's 90s.
No, it's not.
Well, it's 90s.
Well, it's old for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Definitely old.
Well, but it's stuff that was there when you grew up.
Yeah. It was because it's, like, so dark and kind of fucked up. I'm like, yo, what's going on here?
I know. Yeah, it was sad though, man. I mean, he was like successful, you know. And
Come As You Are, is that the song? Play that really quick. Is that the song I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's a classic song.
That's a good song, yeah. But, you know, you talk about people killing themselves, and I wanted to bring this up about an Olympic cyclist. She's 23, Kelly Caitlin, and she killed herself. The 23. And she was obviously excelling in everything she did.
Yeah, but you know
what?
In
school and that, but what?
There was another story like years ago of this girl who was like a track star.
Right.
And she went to a parking garage and jumped off the parking garage and she killed herself. I feel like when young athletes are good at what they do and their life turns from it being fun to it being like, this is what you have to do. It really drains people.
Right.
Like it's
a lot of expectations too, you know?
Exactly. And it can be overwhelming for someone that young. Like you don't know if that's even what she wants to do.
Yeah.
Like does she want to be an Olympus? And having that title, that must be really fucking stressful.
Right. No, that's what, yeah. You see, the expectations on you are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says also school and everything, you know, mm-hmm. So it's all at the same time. Like, she was a student and an athlete, so try to juggle all that. And she's written about that before. She said it's like juggling with knives.
How did she kill herself?
That I don't know. They didn't say here.
Usually they put that in there.
I know, but not when it's this early. I think it happened Sunday, so maybe they don't release
yesterday?
It right away. What's that?
Yesterday?
Yeah. So her brother confirmed that she killed herself, but they're not saying how.
23.
But, you know, she looks very boyish. I mean, if you looked at her, you probably think she's a guy. Maybe she was gay. Maybe she was a lesbian. And that was part of it, that she didn't come out or something. That could be
that's
a lot,
tough.
A
that's
lot
really
of pressure,
tough.
You know?
Yeah. That's
a
really
lot
tough.
Of pressure. I don't think many women would look like that with cropped short hair, looking like a boy, if they didn't feel or if they felt feminine, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. But you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. So yeah, so that's a sad story. Captain Marvel broke all records.
I know, I'm shocked. Well, I knew it was going to do good because all Marvel movies do good, but...
Yeah.
It made like, what, over $165 million or something?
In the U.S. alone, $153, but globally $455 million.
That's a fucking lot of money, dude.
That's half a billion in like 2-3 days.
3 days, and it's still going to still progress through the weekends because now people are like, oh, it made that much money. It must be great.
Right.
So everyone's going to go now.
And then video and all that, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she'll be doing spinoff after spinoff.
Yeah, not only that, but
although
she's
I hear that
like,
the next Avengers is the last one,
I don't know.
I'll be
that.
Shocked.
Really?
Yeah, I'll be really upset actually.
It's
but half
probably
of them,
hard to get all of them together in the same movie.
No,
time.
I don't think so.
No. So why would they not do anymore?
I don't know, but basically the last one ended with like people disappearing.
Uh huh.
Like
really?
It's like hard to explain if you're not like a huge fan, but like
I know I'm not a huge
half
fan.
Of them disappeared and I haven't watched the trailer, but Gabby told me basically this is like it's like the end all be all trailer, like this is the last and final one. I'm like, how?
Yeah. Oh well. I haven't watched any of them.
They made so much money on all those movies, I just can't imagine them being like
You see, I used to love comics and all these characters.
Right.
So you wonder why now. To me, it's just like overkill. I mean, I liked the beginning, Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, all those. But now there's so many and it's so science fiction and shit that I'm like, I can't relate to it anymore.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It
I love
to
it.
It's more down to earth and stuff when I was a kid.
I love it now.
Yeah.
I'm like, give me some shit that's
I know,
not believable.
It's for your generation more. But
yeah.
And, you know, and another reason to like it is because the effects are so great.
Mm-hmm.
The costumes, you know, everything is so great. The quality of the filmmaking is great. But the stories, I can't get into them. I don't know. I'll try Captain Marvel, but remember we asked last week, is Captain Marvel really a man or just in the movie? I don't think Captain Marvel is a woman in the books, right?
I don't know. I just watch the movies. I don't read the comic books, if I'm being honest
with
you. So I don't have a clue.
Yeah. Okay, it's going to tell us. Captain Marvel in the... Okay, so no, I think in the book it looks like a guy to me. No,
I don't know.
Some of them is a woman. Some of them is a no. There's Miss Marvel here, but Captain Marvel is a guy. So okay, all right, that's what I thought. But so they made it female for the movie, and people like it.
Yeah, that's cool, cool though. Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. They're saying it's the first Marvel hit with a female lead.
Yeah.
You know, which is true because Wonder Woman was DC Comics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so I don't, I know Wonder Woman did good, but not Suicide Squad, Justice League did horrible.
Yeah.
It was actually really bad. It was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Really?
Do you see that Ben Affleck said he's not, he's no longer going to do Batman?
Batman, yeah. Mm-hmm. Why did
you? Yeah, you probably shouldn't because you sucked. So.
Really? You didn't like him as
no,
Batman?
No, not yeah. at all.
Yeah.
But I mean, how do you start a series and not finish it, though? It's weird. Like, who's gonna replace you now? Like, is Batman
you
just
mean
not
for
gonna...
the Avengers?
No, no, this is Batman... for DC Comics. Two different things. Avengers is...
Oh, Justice League.
Yeah, yeah, Justice League. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know who's gonna come in and play Batman now, because we all know Batman in the Justice League is Ben Affleck, so it's like... Who's going to play you now?
Well, they've done it many times, though, in movies,
it's annoying
right?
when they fucking do that, though.
But they can't get him every time.
Like Dark Knight, when they originally did the first one, it was Katie Holmes as his love interest.
Right.
And then in the next one, it was Jake Gyllenhaal's sister.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, first of all, the looks aren't even similar. Like, Katie Holmes is like a badass female, and Jake Gyllenhaal's sister is not attractive at all. Like, it's just... It was pretty upsetting.
Yeah.
Like, we got invested into Katie Holmes, and I guess she didn't sign up. Like, fuck you, Katie Holmes. You ruined this for us. They should be required. Like, when they sign the original contract, if we do a sequel, you must come on. You right. must come back
yeah.
in order to get paid for this role. Like, they should do that.
Yeah, but these are big time actors, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know how you get all of them in one movie, but that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes the movie so successful, because each one of them has fans, so you put them all together.
Right.
Know? Justin Bieber asks fans for prayers and reveals he's been struggling.
Yeah.
So
I saw that.
And this is just after he got married and he's happy. And wow, you see, I guess he has... talked about depression, having depression and stuff. Yeah. So
I feel like a lot of people in that industry have it.
Yeah. But, you know, yeah. Because
it's got to be overwhelming not to be able to just do what you want when you want without people being like, Justin.
Yeah, but it can also be the reverse. It can also be that you were depressed before and then you got famous.
And then the depression never went anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. You
but,
know,
I mean, imagine his life. He got famous at fucking 12.
Right.
Like, that was... That's over a decade of his life.
Right.
Oh, like almost two decades, really. Yeah. Almost.
Hmm. Yeah.
Off a YouTube video.
I know, man.
YouTube, you're changing people's lives.
Exactly. That's probably what started it all, huh?
Mm-hmm. Usher discovered him on YouTube, and then it was like pretty much a wrap after that.
What wasn't the first viral video that chick that sang the song Friday or something? Do you remember that?
Oh my God, Friday.
Was it like the first
that
one?
That song sucks, and it literally is a I think her name was Rebecca Black, right?
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is, people were going crazy about it because
and I think it was a joke, right?
No, it wasn't. It was real.
Oh my God, yeah.
For maybe. I
she's
don't
a
know,
one-hit but, wonder. I think right. that was her only song. It was called Friday.
But it went viral, and that's when people didn't believe that a lot of people can follow shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're used to it, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, like
people
it's not
follow
a,
everything.
So imagine what it's going to be like in 10 years from now.
Yeah.
It's going to be wild.
I don't want to imagine 10 years from now.
No, I know, right?
My God.
Mm-hmm.
That would be 2029. Can you imagine 10 years
yeah.
from now?
Yep.
Well, that's the future. And we'll bring you back to the present, folks. Thank you all for listening. And Danny, have a great day.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining me on this ride mm-hmm. every day. And thank you all for joining us, too. Stay tuned for other great shows here. And we will be back tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.